last call with the 329 or 429. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. I didn't get the number. It's WRNW 329 here. The name's Tim. Over.
Gotcha. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. First name over here is Paige.
Hi, Paige. Nice to meet you. I was just sitting on a hand here trying to call a buddy out there, but I don't think he has it on. I was just out here looking out the window trying to stay warm here. Over.
Yeah, roger that. I'm up here in Saginaw. It's a nice, cool, crisp 18 degrees right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's much warmer this way. I'm out here in Mount Clemens, Clinton Township, actually. Your radio sounding nice and clear back here, over.
Roger that, I appreciate it. I'm pretty close to the machine here in Saginaw. Some people were saying they couldn't hear me real well, so I switched the microphone on this, and, you know, I was going to ask you how I sounded, but you already answered that, so I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, sounding nice and loud. I am on a handheld, but... sounding loud and clear on this side, for sure. Nice, clean signal.
Appreciate that. I guess the microphone I had was just on its way out or something. Good thing I got a whole bunch of extras laying around.
There's always going to be something you want to change out. Microphone and maybe the coax. Just acting up on you, and then next thing you know, oh, maybe I need a better antenna. It's all fun and money, for sure.
Yeah, fortunately, I don't have the money for the fun, but I got a good deal on a bunch of Motorola mobiles, and, you know, selling some of them, keeping some of them, and that's what I'm running in the car now. So, you know, I can't complain too much for the price I paid for them.
Copy that. Is that a, how many watt radio is it? A 20 watt, 50 watt radio? Or?
I've not had this on the meter, but I believe it's 40 watts.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. I say it's nice and clean. The right antenna, yeah, it should have no problems. And the microphone, yeah, should have no problems at all.
I got one set up in the house. I never use it because I never get on the radio in the house, really. But, you know, I got the exact same radio. So with Motorola, it's kind of a pain in the butt trying to get them programmed and stuff. But the older ones, it's actually easier to get hold of the necessities to take care of that. And when you got a whole bunch of them that's the same model, it makes it even better because you don't have to have 50,000 different programs and cables and stuff.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of cables in my laptop bag. I got about at least six different cables. And then I got on my laptop probably four or five different programs to program. So I got, you know, codes everywhere. And they all don't work with each other. I got to use individual for each different radio. So yeah, it's a little bit of a headache, but I guess fun at the same time.
Roger that. I got the UV5R for a portable. I also have the Motorola 1250 for a portable. And then for the mobiles, I got these Motorolas here that I'm using. I also got a Kenwood mobile. And then two different scanners that require two different cables and two different programs. Yeah, I agree. It's a pain in the butt, but fun at the same time when you finally conquer it.
Copy that. I guess nobody would make no money if they just made it like one cable fits all radios. One program. You could just program any radio. Guess it'd be too easy that way, huh?
Tell them my gosh, you know, that'd be like, yeah, I can't even tell you my reaction to that one. I don't think it'd be appropriate for on the air, but, yeah, I'd have a field day if that ever happened.
Well, that's what they do. Everybody's got to make a little money out of it, so everything you want to do, it costs a few bucks here and there, that's for sure.